From out of the West comes America's famous fighting cowboy, Red Ryder.
Start moving those cattle. The Chisholm Trail is for traveling.
Oh, Red.
Come on, cowpokes. Rout up that pony.
You heard Red, Chisabills. You and me have got to be mammy, pappy, and nurse girl all these years cows. So, let's get a moving.
Well, sir, that'll give you a rough idea of the fun and excitement you're in for with our story of the West that lives forever, Tornado on the Trail. It's a Western adventure yarn with Red Ryder roaring into danger along the most famous of all Western trails, the Chisholm Trail. Never be even partly told without relating the exciting history of the Chisholm Trail, the route the Southwest ranchers used to get their huge trail herds north to the stub ends of the railroad. And as our story starts, Red Ryder, Buckskin, and Little Beaver are fast approaching a spot along the Chisholm Trail where a whole herd of longhorns owned by Jim Patterson is blocked and stalled by a rebellious group of cowpunchers.
Doggone it, boys. Don't go flying off the handle. Ev and I could pay you off now, which I can't. What would you do with the money on a Chisholm Trail out here in the middle of nowhere?
Then you can argue all you want. Never mind what we do with the money. That ain't the point. Point is, we're almost to the end of the Chisholm Trail, and you ain't give us one red cent.
Foreman, fine John, he told you you'd have to wait for your money till we get the cattle to Soda Springs where I can sell them.
Your foreman did nothing of the kind. We want our money.
Doggone you, Bumbo. I did too tell you. Now cut out that lion.
Listen, you old groundhog. You call me a liar once more, you'll never live to repeat it.
It's only another couple of days to Soda Springs. Why don't you men wait?
Because we want dinero. I happen to know where we can get it. From Chad O'Neill.
So that's it. O'Neill put you up to this, huh? Well, if he thinks by getting you to quit, he can cripple me and take over my spread, go on over to him. And when you get there, give him this message. The only way he's going to get to own my ranch is after I'm dead.
Good for you, Mr. Patterson. Now go on, the whole crooked gang of you. Clear out of here. If we have to, Mr. Patterson and me will get them cattle through to Soda Springs ourselves.
You think so? Well, just go ahead and try it. Come on, boys. Let's hit the saddle and get over to where a man can be appreciated with gold and money. Come on, let's ride.
Pardon us for butting in, Mr. Patterson, but you seem to be in a mess.
Yeah, who are you? Where'd you come from?
Porcupine, the panther milk. Don't be so ding busted hostile.
Maybe we can help you.
With all the arguing going on, I guess you didn't hear us ride up. We heard most of it. So I reckon you're in a spot where you could use three experienced trail riders.
Well, if you heard everything, you know I haven't got any money.
Hobjaws to holidays. Who said anything about money? We're just some youngsters that are looking for excitement and work.
How about it, Mr. Patterson?
Better show them on, boss. Besides, they're looking as if they know what they're doing.
Well, I'm sure not going to turn you down. And believe me, I'm obliged to all three of you from the bottom of my heart.
Right. Buckskin, Little Beaver, get behind that herd. Let's get them moving. Chisholm Trail wasn't meant for grazing. It's meant for traveling. All right, boys. Come on. Let's get to work. Up there, fella. Let's roll, brother.
Yes, we are.
Well, Mr. Patterson, now that we got the cattle moving again, I wonder if you'd mind a few questions.
Fire away, Ryder. But you probably won't like what you hear.
Well, a man, the going looks tough, if that's what you mean.
It's just what I mean. You ever hear of Chad O'Neill?
No, can't say that I have, except hearing your men mention him.
Well, you will. Now, if you're working for Mr. Patterson, and you'll see him, too. We're not local about this whole business.
Uh-huh. Is he what scared the men out?
Yep, he's the one. Here's the story in a nutshell, Ryder. I owe Chad some money. I borrowed on the ranch down on the Rio. When, or if I get this herd up to Soda Springs and sell it, I'll be able to pay him off.
I see. And this Chad O'Neill's got some ideas about you not getting the cattle up, huh? Is that right?
Right as rain. He wants the ranch and the cattle.
Don't know what I would have done if you hadn't come along and lied, stuck with me.
I'm your foreman, ain't it?
You talk about my seeing this chap. Do you think he's around here?
Well, I do. I think he's followed us all the way up the trail. He's just waiting till he gets closer to the railroad before he pulls anything.
Well, don't you think he's pulled something already? Don't you think that was one of his men doing all the talking a little while back?
Well, I don't know. Tired on with the rest.
Well, that was a pretty good speech for a man who wasn't getting something out of it. I've got a hunch O'Neill's already started his play, Patterson. But it may be a play we all can get in. And I hope not a tragedy.
Slick as mud so far, O'Neill. A whole bunch walked out on him. Except that foreman lied.
You'll wish he'd come along before he's through with it. We'll go to work on him tonight, Bombo. After they've had enough time to quiet down, we'll stampede the herd. We'll spread them out over 50 square miles of range. Then let Patterson, that muley foreman, gather them up.
Yeah, just let them. They'll be jumping around like they was barefoot in a cactus patch.
Day after tomorrow, Bombo, we'll be heading back to Rio with a pouch full of gold and a new ranch. I wonder where Patterson will be going. If he gets by Boot Hill.
Prairie dogs to pancake ribs. I ain't had so much dust since I rode last in the county fair horse race.
Well, it's not going to be long. We'll be stopping for the night soon. How are you getting along, little beaver?
Pretty dusty, all right.
Hey, gotta come to that foaming rib.
Do you think I ought to see if we can travel all night tonight, Buckskin?
Look, feather, that's a feather game. What in tarnation you were talking about, traveling all night? Of course, I'm tired, but Scissorbill, he just wouldn't make it.
I see. Lige! Oh, Lige! Come here, will
you? Nah, don't you go to making any foolish talk, Red.
Well, how are you making it, son? You and your grandpappy and your young friend?
Your grandpappy? Why, you...
We're doing fine, Lige. Don't you think we ought to talk about stopping for the night? These cattle are wearing down.
That just ain't nothing to your grandpappy from the looks of them.
Say, listen here, you old skeleton. I ain't no grandpappy to nobody.
You ain't? Well, I'm plumb sorry you ain't. But what are you?
Well, I'm a ding busted wildcat when I get mad, and I'll tell you that. And I'm mighty close to mad right now.
Well, wait a minute, you two. This isn't getting the herd bedded down. It's almost sundown. We're going to have to hustle to get them quieted before dark.
But, Red, do I have to be called grandpappy and sit himself in turn? I'm a fire. That's what I am, a fire.
Well, you'd better save that fire for later, Buckskin. I just got a hunch we're going to be needing it, and plenty. Ooh, Hunter. Ooh, boy. Yeah. Well, pretty quiet so far, Mr. Patterson.
Yeah, I hope the rest of the night goes as quietly. The cattle are bedded down. They aren't restless, but I've got a funny feeling, Ryder. I could almost swear that we're being watched. I guess I'm spookier than any steer in the herd.
Well, we're ready for them if they want to start something. We'll give them a hot welcome. You want to go back to fire to get some rest? I'll stay out here with the herd.
No, I feel better here, Ryder. Kind of want to keep my eye on them myself. They're all I have. They got to get through.
Oh, they'll get through. Don't worry. There have been plenty of herds lost to pirates along this trail, but this isn't one of them.
Little Beaver and me would get to telling lies here about Painted Valley, Red. Yeah, he says there ain't no place as good as that sound. And he's suspicious we're pulling his leg.
I believe there's a up to them 19 gold mines.
19 gold mines.
Now, Red, ain't there 19 gold mines in Painted Valley?
Well, if there are, you've been keeping them well hidden, Buckskin.
There, you fibbing old goat. I knew you was talking through your sombrero. 19 gold mines.
Nah, I don't rightly remember saying exactly 19.
Listen, Grandpappy, I heard what you said.
Hanging ropes to hackamores. You'd think I'd killed somebody. I can't... What's that?
That's O'Neill's gang. They're trying to scatter the herd. Come on, get to your horses. We've got to get those cattle bunched. Come on. All right, hurry up, Buckskin, little beaver. You two go off toward Mr. Patterson. Lige, you and I'll go the other way.
Rattlesnake, I'd like to line him up
in
my sight just once. Let's get out of here. Come on,
Eric. All right, out after the boy. Let's go,
Lige. Get a move, Mr. Bear. You got to run back and you get up going.
Get up, Patrick. Get on, get.
Come on, Hunter. Out after the boy. Well,
passage.
Stretch those legs, Thunder. Find those rustlers.
Come on, Thunder!
O'Neill struck all right in the middle of the night when he was protected by darkness. He had things pretty well worked out to scatter the herd, thinking that Patterson had only his foreman Lige to help him. But Red Rider is in the picture, and it's going to take a lot more than a stampede to keep those cattle from reaching Soda Springs. There'll be plenty of action later. With Chad O'Neill and Bombo as their men attempt to stampede Patterson's cattle. Things aren't going exactly as O'Neill had planned.
Bombo, I'd have put you out of the way right now.
I don't know where those men come from, Chad. Honest, I don't.
As well, they could have believed anything to a brainless skunk like you. I thought they said all the men came when they left Patterson.
Well, that's what they said, O'Neill. That's what they said.
They didn't bother to check it yet. You room the deal, Chad. When this is over, you're getting your walking papers.
Oh, Chad.
That is, if you can still walk. They're getting too close.
Yeah.
Give Patterson this hand. We can't scatter the herd. But next time, we're getting the men first.
Right.
Now go out and call the boys back.
Sure, Chad.
Tomorrow's going to be different. Tomorrow, we're going to see who we're shooting at. And they're going to have two legs.
I figured we'd better stop and have this council of war this morning, Mr. Patterson, so we can be ready for O'Neill.
Yeah, it's a cinch. He won't give up this easy, Red. That stampede last night was only a mild pace.
Yeah, that darn red polecat. He's so miserable he don't even know when he slipped. He's so stubborn he won't hardly know when he's dead. Which I'm hoping won't be long in the future.
There's only one thing he can try, and that's to get the herd away from you out here on the trail. There's only one way he can do that. He's going to have to get rid of us and stampede the herd at the same time. See what I mean?
That's right, Red. He's got to stop us before we get to Soda Springs. He won't be able to do a thing once we get there.
Yeah, that's the way I had it figured. So we know what he'll try. Now, all we have to worry about is when he's going to try it.
Church bells are children. You got a nurse like there's nothing to worry about. It's just like a second blindfold on a horse with your hands tied behind your back and a rope around your neck was tied to a tree limb. You know what's going to happen, and all you have to do is to sit there and worry when. And that ain't
what. That isn't a very optimistic way to look at it, Buckskin. Now, you just remember that rope has to get there first.
Well, I ain't a hanker to step still and just wait for him.
Well, we're not planning to sit still. We've got today and tonight. Now, that's a little less than 24 hours. Nobody but O'Neill and his men know which one of those hours is going to crack wide open. But we do know that one of them will. Come on, let's get that herd moving. The faster we get to that hour, the faster we'll get through it.
Put on, Captain. The faster we get him to that hour, the faster we get him through it. The faster we get him home to Painted Valley.
Hello,
Mr. Light.
Hold up a minute. What's up
here? Go, Captain. Come on. Come on down now.
Tell your friend something for me.
You mean the Red Rider?
Yeah. I'm going to strike out and see if I can't find out that trouble that O'Neill had planned for us.
You mean him you go away from herd alone?
That's right. And don't you tell Red till I've been gone an hour. You savvy?
Me savvy, all right. But me think I'm Red Rider and not like him that.
Now listen, Sonny, I'm old enough to make up my own mind.
Well...
You just tell him I've rid ahead to scout out the trouble. I'll be back soon to King. Will you?
Well, all right.
That's a boy. Get along now.
Come on, looking for that hour full of trouble. You think I'll find him too soon.
And the coyote.
If I was a coyote, you run and hide.
What did I tell you about keeping your lip buttoned?
What lies? You come to find out what we was up to, didn't you? All right. I'm going to give you the chance of your lifetime. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. And then I'm going to let you walk away. How do you like that?
I wouldn't like it if it was the truth. And it sure ain't.
It's the truth, lies. Do you know Simmons Canyon?
Hey, O'Neill, what's the idea?
Oh, you know Simmons Canyon. Well, that's where we're going to nail you. We're going to be in that canyon, and we're going to throw such a load of lead out that there ain't even going to be buzzard pickings left of Patterson and his new men.
Dad, are you going loco? What's the idea of telling him?
Just touch, because he's just a brave coyote. Now you can go, Lige. Ain't you going to thank me, Lige?
I don't talk much to sidewinders. I just step on the head.
Go on, Lige, beat it. I said beat it.
Hey, boss, what are you doing?
I'll see you later, sidewinder.
Don't forget, Lige. I said walk. If you try running, I might shoot you.
What's the matter with you?
Get up.
You told them everything we're going to do. How do you expect to get them cattle this way?
Hand me that rifle, Bombo.
Rifle?
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, I get you now, boy. You told him to start walking. You didn't tell him how far he was going to walk.
What a horrible, double-dealing, bushwhacking thing to do to a man. Let him think he's walking away safely and then gun him down from behind. Well, with that streak of cruelty in him, it certainly looks as if Red and his friends are up against a mighty tough package in Chad O'Neill. Mighty tough and mighty dangerous. Turning again to Tornado on the trail, we find the Little Beaver has ridden back to the trail camp and has just told Red what poor old Lige had planned and had done. Oh, you should have told me, Little Beaver.
But Lige saved me all right. He saved him just 7 times.
Well, it's too late to argue about it. Which way did he go?
That way.
Well, I'm going to find him, Little Beaver. You go on right on ahead and tell Buckskin and Mr. Patterson. Tell him I'm going back to where he talked to you and follow his trail. I'll find him if it isn't too late. Get going, boys. All right, let's go safe. Oh, boy. Close now, boy. There's the camp they just left. And there's Lige. Lige. Lige, it's Ryder. Lige, can you hear me? What happened?
Cimarron Canyon.
What's that, Lige? Say it again.
Cimarron Canyon. Only, Cimarron Canyon.
Cimarron Canyon. All right, Lige, we'll be ready for him. Come on now.
We're going to put you on thunder, and we're going back where you can get some care. Come on, Lige.
This inning has just barely started.
here. O'Neill shot him in the back. Just barely breathing.
Oh, the dirty snake. I'll get him for this. I'll get him if it's the last thing I ever do. How did it happen?
I don't know. He was alive when I got there, but he didn't stay conscious long enough to tell me everything. They're going to hit us from Cimarron Canyon.
Cimarron Canyon?
Yeah, it's about 5 miles up ahead. Do you know it?
No, I've never been there.
Well, it runs off to the right of the trail. Dead-end canyon, plenty of cover. On the other side of the trail is open space.
It doesn't look like we have a chance, does it? They outnumber us 4-1.
Well, Mr. Patterson, I think we've got a good chance. We're ahead of them because we know when they're going to move. But they don't know when we are.
Nah, well, what are you talking about, Red?
Well, we've got the element of surprise, and that's important in any battle. I've got a hunch we're going to turn what O'Neill thinks is our weakness into what he's going to find out as our strength. Come on.
Keep moving. Don't let him slow down.
These bones are coming technically. These here cows that are running so much weight off, we don't get half price for them. See nothing but skin and bones.
Keep moving, Buckskin.
How much further, Red?
You can see the canyon from here.
Well, what are we going to do?
When I get the word, we're going to turn that herd and drive them right into that canyon. We'll bottle up O'Neill and his buzzards and that dead end like fish in a pen.
Oh, that's what you meant. Turn his weakness. Straight.
That's right. All right, now, start turning them. Buckskin, get out of that point. Drive them over. Little Beaver, get behind them.
Keep on, McBeaters. Keep on.
All right, now, everybody. Drive. Drive them straight towards the mouth of that canyon. Let's get on them. Come on, brother. Get in that horn. Into it now. Fire over the herd. That goes from right into that canyon. O'Neill, I'm not through yet.
No, that's not.
Get up, O'Neill. That one was for me, but you're getting more. For Lige. Come on, get up.
I had enough.
No, you haven't. If I have to pick you up like a coyote you are, I'll do it.
All right, now fight. I'm coming at you. Well, you lost your punch. Where's that brave man who shot Lige in the back? Well, here's where you get a down payment on that punishment that the state's going to give you.
I'm sure sorry it couldn't have been more, O'Neill. But you'll be getting more, I'm sure, when Lige gets well. Well, Mr. Patterson, I'm sorry that we couldn't have saved Lige from being shot. But I'm sure he approves the treatment we gave O'Neill and his gang.
It'll never pay for his twisted back.
I know. It's always been that way. Good men have to be hurt before criminals are brought to justice. But each one does his bit. Lige did his bit to make the Chisholm Trail safer for law-abiding citizens to use. Someday, the West is going to be safe. Well, we're heading for home. I suppose you're doing the same.
Yep, back to the Rio for me. If you're ever down that way, I'll try to pay you back with hospitality. I can't thank you now.
Don't thank me. Thank Lige. He beat him. Well, so long. All right, let's go, you two.
He's ready. Come on. Come on, quick.
Come on, Sizzabelle. Move them there, easy. Late.
Out there, boys.
Head for home, brother. Come on.